What's reverberating in social media? It's where big stories are often born. That recent catcalling video comes to mind. It's also where the little flotsam and jetsam of daily lives gets caught in the lint trap of the cybersphere. So let's see if we can sort it out. Annie Colbert is the viral content editor at the news and social media website Mashable. She joins us from the NPR studios in New York. And Annie, my expectation was that after this big midterms election in the U.S., political blogs and tweets, they would go viral. You say what?
I say it's been very quiet. You know, we had 2012 where we had the debates, we had the Big Bird conversations, we had all of these things that people were attaching themselves to and talking about the next day. And with the midterms, it sort of came and went, and there was very little that the internet could really talk about. It sort of was a predictable outcome. There was one photograph of a voter behind Mitch McConnell, and he had a thumbs down. So a photographer captured it, and that was the one thing that people really wanted to share. That was what we saw, and we thought, like, let's share this.
And that being a soon-to-be Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who probably could give a hoot about one voter with his thumbs down because his party did so well. But what was hot virally this weekend?
So we had the 25th anniversary of the Berlin Wall coming down, which obviously is a major story in the regular news stream. But what happens a lot of the time with viral web stuff is it seeps down from mainstream news. So we saw on Reddit people sharing stories, you know, people who either grew up in Germany or they remember this moment. And there's a very big divide of if you remember the Berlin Wall coming down or not. For me, it was the first major news story I remember. But I have, you know, people that I work with that weren't even born yet. So we have them going on the internet and looking at images and reliving all of these things that they don't remember at all. But because we have the internet, we can see all this imagery and we can see people sharing. There's a lot of, you know, Vines and Instagram images from Berlin this weekend. We see all of the balloons, people documenting that.
Well, actually, these are the thousands of helium balloons in Berlin that lined the former course of the wall and were released to mark the fall on November 9th. Let's listen.
We document what we see, and it's our sort of internet generation style is to absorb the news that way and see what people are sharing online. And so to see this firsthand account of people sharing images, that's how we look at the news.
Yeah. And to see those balloons go up, too, something people wanted. What else caught your eye?
We also had a video from NASA. You know, NASA does really interesting videos. So they released this video, and it was actually released earlier in the week, but it really caught on this weekend. And they submerged a GoPro camera inside a water bubble.
Now, this is fun because the three International Space Station astronauts, Reid Wiseman from the U.S., Alexander Gerst from Germany, and Maxim Suryev of Russia, returned today after more than 5 months in orbit. But this is a video of two of them, Wiseman and Gerst, along with astronaut Steve Swanson, putting this, as you say, GoPro inside a bubble. Let's listen. Andy, what are we seeing?
So they're basically, the scientific term is that they're testing water surface tension in microgravity, which doesn't really mean anything without a visual. But then when you see it, you see this softball-sized ball of water floating through the air, and they stick a camera inside of it, which for us Earthlings just doesn't seem possible. But you see it just floating around in space, and then they switch to the camera's perspective. So you feel like you're in some sort of like Alice in Wonderland dreamland or a fish, and you're just seeing from inside the bubble floating around the space station.
Fabulous. We'll link people to it at hearandnow.org. Well, finally, we mentioned the lint trap of cyberspace. Just give us one of the odd stories that's in there.
It has to be Doritos, which sounds like I'm just pronouncing Doritos incorrectly, but I am not. So PepsiCo is testing a Doritos-flavored Mountain Dew.
Ew.
Yeah. So a Redditor on Thursday posted a photo from his college campus. They had set up a little booth there. And as this news sort of started spreading, other kids on college campuses were sharing their own photos. Someone said it tasted like liquid cheese. You know, we have this food fusion trend that's not going anywhere. It sort of started as a novelty. Maybe, you know, 10 years ago, we saw Jones Soda with their turkey-flavored sodas. And now it's everywhere. It's so mainstream, and everyone's trying to outdo each other.
Get it? do, outdo.
I try with the puns.
Annie Colbert, viral content editor at Mashable. Annie, thank you.
Thank you.